This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to InTheMoneyStocks.com.
Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today's 1-10-22, show number 355. Well, stocks are getting dumped to start out the week, aren't they?
Nick? They are. They're getting hammered today. We have the Dow Jones Industrial Average down over 500 points to start the morning. The NASDAQ's down 377 points. That's a 2.5% decline. And the S&P 500 doesn't look any better. That's down almost 1.8%. And the Russell 2000's down about the same. So it's a massacre out here this morning to start the day. We'll see where we finish, obviously. That's what's most important. But I have to say, technology, again, is leading the markets lower. And very little is being spared. I think there's going to be a very rough first quarter for stocks. And, you know, I said that going into the new year before this even happened. And it's all coming to fruition right now.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you are correct. You've kind of been calling this. And hey, when we look at our cryptocurrencies, not much bright news on the horizon there either.
Yeah, crypto went down today, testing the 40,000 level. But again, this is minor support. So remember, we've talked about this before. I know there are a lot of people out there that are into crypto and they think the 40,000 is the buy level, but it's really not. This level is minor support. The next level is 35,000. That'll be a much, much stronger support level for Bitcoin. So all the Bitcoin traders that are looking to buy the even number at 40,000 should be very, very careful here, as it should go lower down to around 35,000. May not do it today, but it will do it.
All right. And bond yields are going higher still.
Yep. Bond yields are on the move. We got the 10-year U.S. Treasury note yield up about 3 basis points right now. Yields are right around 1.8%. And again, as yields go over, stocks have to be repriced. And that's exactly what we're seeing, especially in technology. But we're also seeing it in other areas as well. So it's starting to spread everywhere. But, you know, yields are on the move and they got higher to go. So there's going to be some backing and filling here as yields are getting a little bit long in the tooth or overbought. But they're not done going up. Yields got a lot more upside.
All right. Interesting. And finally, let's take a look at gold and silver. Not much action going on there.
Yeah, gold today is just down $3. Right now, you have gold futures trading at $1,794. So there's nothing, you know, terrible out here for gold today. Gold is actually hanging in there better than most other things. Even if you're looking at the GLD, which is the, you know, so-called gold ETF, that's only down 11 cents today. So gold is kind of on the flattish side. Not much pressure on gold as we speak. But overall, the chart pattern here is not indicating a lot of upside either, unfortunately, for gold. So it's treading water, and we'll leave it at that for today, I guess.
So if there's a rout in the market and money really starts coming out, is it going to go into gold and silver, or the so-called fear trade?
I don't think it goes in there. I think gold is at best right now a potential pop, but I don't see the pattern right now indicating that gold is going to see the fear trade. Now that could change. I could be dead wrong. Anything can happen, but I'm not seeing that on the charts at the moment.
All right. Well, fair enough. And we will see what happens. I guess precious metals win if everything else goes down and they stay pretty close to where they are now.
Sure, or they could deflate and go lower, and you'll get a much, much better buying opportunity. So I'm almost rooting for precious metals to go down, because I think, you know, when we look at what's going on in this world, if we could get them at a much lower price, because everything gets misrepresented at some point in time. Everything's like a pendulum. It overshoots too far low to the downside, too far to the upside. So the pattern right now on a bigger scale, not immediately, suggests gold has lower to go. And hopefully that happens, because I'll be snatching it up down there at those lower price levels.
All right. Well, it sounds reasonable and certainly not a bad time to buy even now, but there might be a better buying opportunity coming up, certainly for silver. Premiums are still pretty low. Prices less than $23 an ounce.
Yeah, I mean, right now, if you look at silver futures, we're at 2071, and it's got the same exact pattern as gold at the moment. So, you know, for me, I just sit back now, wait, see if I could get it a little bit cheaper, get it on sale. But again, if you're a long-term holder like I am, I mean, I never have a problem with anybody dipping their toe in the water and picking some up here, because ultimately, I believe it's the one true currency of the world.
Yes, that's for sure. The king of all currencies. Well, that's it for today. Make sure you go over to Nick's site, In the Money Stocks, see how he has been beating the averages for decades now. While you're at it, the Twitter feeds, simple ones, at ITMS, at NickSantiago01, at Kerry Lutz. Questions, comments are gladly received. The email address is kl@kerrylutz.com. And Nick, we will pick up on Wednesday.
Sounds good.